Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Romantically Lit podcast featuring two undercover hopeless romantics who love to kiki as they review different Black romance novels from across the diaspora. It's your girl, Hannah.
And I'm Odelia.
And on this week's episode, we continue the new Black romance novel that we're currently obsessed with, Curvy Girl Summer by Danielle Allen. What chapters are we doing today? Chapters 8 to 14. That's what we're going to do. I would suggest you guys definitely hop onto your favorite audio streaming platform or go into YouTube and listen to the first chapters, which was chapters 1 to 7, before you dive into this one, because today we're going to be sharing spoilers and lots of updates regarding our two beautiful lovers. While you're there, might as well just check out other equally romantic books, such as Odelia, Help Me Out.
You're all the same, the authors, Sarita Domingo. Done read Christina Forrest, a couple of Candy Ryans. There's a few Tia Williams, some Ebony Liddells, a few Bolu Baba Lolas. And I think that's just off this year. So, check them out.
Yes, that's right. You see, you guys, we like to read. And as always, in this little love shack, of ours that we call our podcast, we embrace all different types of love tropes, and we know we reviewed something just for you. And on that note, let's jump into today's episode.
All right. Welcome back as my lovely, beautiful, Cleo soul loving co-host. Wow. Because she was in Cleo soul a little earlier. But anyways, last time we saw our characters in this book right here, Curvy Girls Summer by Danielle Allen. My girl, I think she just went on another date with a man who was like married. But she's now back at the Onyx, and she's having a little drinky drink, and I think her man, who's not her man, Ahmed, is making her a little meal. He said, try the fries. The fries are good. The burgers are better. And essentially, another man named Ray comes up, and he's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And he's flirting. He's putting on the chops. And at this point, Odelia's like, oh my God, she's done again. I'm like, maybe this is the one. Like I don't know who the love interest is, but I'm like, for some reason in my mind, I feel like she's going to pick somebody who is half decent, but her heart will be with Ahmed. I don't know why I keep thinking that.
I think it's going to be like the compliment. And he's going to start telling him, oh yeah, you know, him and I, we went to this park and everything. He's going to get jealous and then he's going to confess. But yeah.
I keep thinking is happening. So every time these men come up and they say one, two things, I'm like, okay, here is our, you know, in Bridgerton, it was the prince from Prussia who had Simon Bassett feeling away. We talk about Bridgerton way too much on this podcast, but but no, instead this man was here with a shadow on his finger from his wedding ring. So our girl Aaliyah was like, where's your wife? Where does your wife think you are? Because I'm not having another married woman coming in here to fight me. Like, I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah.
So she's feeling away, but one thing I don't like about Ahmed, he's always like, you're the problem. What are you talking about?
Thank you. It's not just me. Because I really, because like after the whole situation happened, he asked her a really dumb question. He's just like, what are you doing with these dates? Like, I don't think Aaliyah's doing anything wrong. She's just going along with what men lie to her with. She doesn't know they're lying.
Literally.
You know what I mean? And then it just so happens this one's married, this one has four kids, and this one is actually a terrorist. Like, he didn't put that in his profile.
Feel like dating is so different for men and women, because like, no shade, like women are beautiful, they're smart. A lot of us have amazing qualities that like men are able to be like picky, or if they go on a date and, you know, they're not able to find a good one, it's like, maybe it is you, that's the problem. But I feel like as a woman who's currently trying to date in this world, like the men are half-baked. Like, because she did everything. She did the screening. She made sure there was energy. She made sure they didn't just want to sit on the phone and talk to her. They wanted to meet her in person. Like, she screened them. But if a man's not putting that he doesn't have kids on the app, he's cheating on his wife, how is that my fault?
Exactly.
That's grimy behavior. It has nothing to do with me.
100% with you. Yeah, so after that whole Ray whatever situation, Ahmed goes ahead and just offers, like, hey, like, I'd love for you to see how, you know, like, how men should treat women and whatever. So, like,
I understand this.
Girl, I was just like, okay, like, I wish, like, I don't know, like, it was just off. It was a little weird. But I hated his excuse. I'd rather he just be like, oh, you know, honestly, like, this really popular R&B band called Terracotta is going to perform at this place. You should call me. My boys are going to be there, whatever. But he made it sound like, oh, let me show you how we act. There's so much more out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one made you the spokesman for the male species.
Literally.
Listen, you may look like Bel-Air Jeffrey, but you're still a man. You're still a man. So he offers her, he basically tells her on, I think, like, that weekend, let's go see Terracotta, the R&B group, with his friends. And
who are they supposed to be?
Girl, oh wait, it's a girl band, right?
Is it Flo? No, it can't be Flo.
You and I have the same mind, because as I was reading that, I was thinking, oh, it has to be Flo. I think it's supposed to be like a Flo. Yeah, okay. Like, three girls harmonizing, like the new, like, the Gen Z Destiny's Child.
I don't like that y'all call Flo that. Because I really want Flo to stop doing what feels like nostalgia pieces. Like,
to be honest, the only reason I'm saying that is because of late, and y'all don't shoot me, I just feel like some of y'all can't sing. You know what I mean? Like harmonizing. Who can sing?
Flo, they can sing.
I feel like people I feel like some of these musicians cannot sing. They're relying on looks. They're relying on nepotism, whatever. So when you come across a band that can actually harmonize, you know what I mean? And they're on key. It's like, oh my God, finally, some of the 90s girls thing, like, here we are. Because generally speaking, some of y'all really can't sing. Some of y'all whisper. And some of y'all mummer. But I need y'all who can sing. So, anywho.
Bring the church back to R&B.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Bring the church back. So Flo took something, their God-given talent, and said, you know what, let's make this into something nice. And they did that. And I love their music too. And they so happen to be pretty girls and English.
I feel like, personally, for me anyways, R&B is like no shade. I feel like this is controversial to say, but I feel like of recently, of the 2010s especially, a lot of the R&B I really enjoyed came from the UK.
They have the best ones.
Like, I'm sorry.
I was just saying Cleo Soul, and she's like more neo-soul, but then I can feel like it tapped into R&B, and she's fantastic.
Especially the alternative R&B girls. Like, I still love Jazz Kara. She should be a lot bigger than she is. Who else is it? I mean, Ray now. Like, but Ray's been putting in the work. Who's the one who sang Joy, what's her name? Don't fail me now. Joy Crooks.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a song that every time I listen to it, I'm just like, there's a time and place in my mind. A time. Yeah. And you're right. I think the R&B girl is specifically from the UK. Just do it for me. Georgia Smith does it for me. Let me tell you.
Georgia, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Georgia does not mumble sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that her voice is the best. But the girl can write music, and she can put a song together.
Yeah.
Do I always want to listen to her live? Nah.
Stop.
But the studio version does it for me. And that's not to discount the R&B girls from the States, because they still have the roots, like the Ari Lennoxes, the SZAs, the I'm missing someone. The Summer Walkers. I've been really feeling Summer Walker lately, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, her songs are good. Like,
no, they're good, but I'm resonant.
Her lyrics are like, okay. Of course, some of them are too much. I'm just like, okay, I don't have those same problems you have.
Girl, I've determined. Session 32. I was like, why is this my whole love letter? Or my whole love life, literally.
It's so simple.
They're doing good. One that's like her mom. Oh my god, they have like a song called like Honeydew or something. Oh my god, I used to like them too. They were Lion Heart, Lion Babe.
I love them.
Yeah, because
the mom is Vanessa Williams. Yeah, lovely. There we go. I love their music.
Van Jess. Van Jess, come back.
Where is? Because he broke up. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them chose not to do music anymore.
Girl, be for real. And then there's another. I listened to a whole bunch of them, but like I have a whole list. But listen. These girls just do it. These girls are doing it. They will always do it for me. But yeah. Anyway, so Terracotta.
So they're in there.
Yeah.
Leon and Darius.
Yes.
Very African American.
Because
I don't know anybody else named Darius. Outside,
people call my dad Darius because my dad's name is similar to this name. Oh. I love his American colleagues call him Darius. It's not, but like,
oh, okay, because the similarity is.
And I don't know where our people got that name from. Generally speaking, but you know, Black people, we're connected. There's something in the air around us.
Most likely.
Anyway, so we meet Leon and Darius, Ahmed's friends, and they're cool people, you know what I mean? Cool vibes, whatever. I think the biggest thing I got from this scene, this chapter, was that at some point, as Darius and Leon are trying to get like front trying to like see Terracotta, Ahmed and Aaliyah, she's backing up, y'all. She's backing
it up.
Dancing, you know, on him. He's grabbing her hips. They're moving together. Like there's magic between them. At this point, I said, this man is not married. There's no way.
Then who's this lady he keeps parading around? I will ask that. Listen, who is this?
I don't know. And I keep thinking, like, is it a daughter that he has? Like, what's going on?
You don't bring your daughter to the club.
No, like on the phone.
No, it's that it has to be. I don't know who this lady is to him. She has to be like a cousin, a sister, a somebody.
Like a and I will find out. I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out. She
will be dealt with depending on her relation.
She will be dealt with. She hasn't done anything. Like, she's, we don't really know her.
To love.
So when I said the exact same thing about my girl from Kennedy Ryan's book, Before I Let Go. Rita Vashti
did love
everybody you. Came for me. Oh my god, they wanted to hang me, stone me. Vashti
did nothing but make some ribs and some dry cornbread and Vashti try her best.
Coming between my parents, and honestly, I can't accept that.
Listen, Vashti, shout out to Vashti. I hope she's having a great time in South Carolina.
Shout out to Kennedy Ryan, by the way. You got me defeated. That was the first book I read. You got me. I was holding on to my own.
Come on, Ebony 100 list.
Yes,
you didn't get that. So you know, and she deserves because she had. Yeah. Listen, we're still talking
she's
about
been carrying,
it.
She's been carrying the genre for like the Black folks for quite some time now, so it's very deserving. Anywho, we move back to chapter 8, and yeah, you know, the vibes and everything. And he told her, like, listen, like towards the end of the night, like, I'm here if you ever need a laugh or whatever it is. But she left that night with that magic. She's like, what's going on here? Like, I feel this guy. Anywho, next chapter, Adelia, what's happening?
So next chapter, but to be clear, like Leon's like mess flirting with her, but I think everybody can see that these two people have a connection.
Yeah.
They're still like, oh, we're just friends, right? Shut up. We're halfway through the book. Kiss already. But anyways. So So then she, I think after that, she goes to go see her family, and she hasn't seen them in a hot minute, if I'm right. I'm trying to think.
No, this is when she goes on a bad date with a guy who then he starts calling her names.
Yes. So this man named...
is Mike. His name was Mike.
Mike comes in hot talking about, oh, you don't look like anything. You're first of all, he spends half the time talking about, I didn't know IPA standard for Indian something ale. That's what IPA stands for. Whenever he always talk about
IPA. He's talking about beer. It's like he's a beer fanatic, an alcoholic, in my opinion. And he just kept going like, this is the whatever beer, and this is another beer, and this is another beer. And so it was just weird. And then some girl in the bar walked up to her and said, like, you know, I really like your confidence. I really like the way you carry yourself. Like, there were so many microaggressions happening in this one scene that, genuinely speaking, I said, I'm tired, y'all.
In this whole group of chapters, I was like, the thing is, personally, I will say a lot of these things I've personally not dealt with, but they would piss me off in the same way. Like, what do you mean you love my confidence? Girl, I look tata sitting, booty hanging.
Yep.
Face card. This is a face economy. What do you mean my confidence? I'm fine, and I'm so fine. The man you want, he's all over me, baby boo. You're pretending to suck on a shot, and he ain't even looking in your direction. So, like, take that somewhere else. And she's like, anyways, what does Monique say? Skinny bitches are evil and they need to be.
I haven't heard that one in a while. I know it's gonna come back. You know, y'all like to recycle.
Skinny girls are evil and they need to be in jail. And I hear her.
No, this girl was doing a lot, so much.
Then Mike, IPA Mike, talking about you look bigger than your pictures. And I know he's lying through his teeth, his beer rotting teeth. Because if I sent you my photos, I FaceTimed you.
Like, what do you mean?
And I think it's utterly ridiculous that women have to do those things to even begin with. Meanwhile, men look the way that they look. Most of you are so fugly that I ask myself, does God even try?
He didn't, because I have a story I'll tell you another time, Adelia, because I was utterly shocked to see this person in person. I said, oh my God. I said, this is crazy. You know, and I wouldn't have the confidence to tell him, like, you look nothing like the pictures you post. I think you're catfishing for sure.
Anyway. I think what's crazy about men is, like, they'll post horrible photos and then you'll be trying to give yourself, like, maybe he probably looks better in person. And for you to not even beat the in better in person allegations is crazy.
I was very disappointed, because I agree with that same theory, because men look
don't know how to take photos pictures,
and they look way better in person. But this one,
that's why you're showing pictures to your friend, like, no, I promise he's cute.
Let me tell you, if you ask your friend to show me pictures and they're taking time to find one, just you know that he's not a pretty man.
He's about to be the last, like, batch of cookies.
God said,
just a little pile. Literally, like, a little misshapen. But then you have the guts, because I got a little gut of my own, to be talking about I look different in photos. Do you know you're ugly? But anyways.
I think what also really upset me about Mike's comment, I think, was the reaction afterwards. Because she's just like, well, no, I sent you the pictures. I FaceTime with you, whatever, you know. And then he starts insulting her, calling her all kinds of names. And it was ridiculous. And this, of course, put her mood down. She's just like, yeah, I'm just going to go home. Because, like, after this girl bumping into me saying I have so much confidence and Mike calling me all kinds of names, other than the one that my mom named me, she's just like, she told Ahmed, I'm going. And he's just like, well, I want to see you, like, on Monday, if that's possible. She's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, we can meet. And then we move on to... I don't know what chapter we're on, but we're moving.
And I think this is a conglomerate of chapters, and the chapters that we stated 8 to 14.
Yeah. So catch up. So we move to chapter, and this is, I believe, the concert with India Davis. She goes with her friend Nina.
Yes, because Jazz is in her town with her mom.
Yeah,
because
Jazz is still dealing with her mom's health issues. I don't know if they specifically say what it is, but it sounds really bad. And yeah, she's out of the city just to take care of her mom and just be around family. And so during this night out, the concert with India Davis, and you guys have to remember, if you listen to or read chapters 1 to 7 last episode, India Davis is like there. Actually, is India Davis a real person?
I don't think so. So who do you think this is?
India Davis, he said that he could marry her, right? That's what Ahmed says. Like, she's one of my favorite artists. Assuming that...
Jay Aiko? Nah.
Yeah. Like, maybe that type of celebrity.
Yeah, he really has a crush on her. Like, he's named it. Like, even at the other Terracotta concert, his friends brought it up as well. Like, that he likes India Davis a lot.
Yeah. And so does our girl Aaliyah. So that's why she's going to the concert at night. Mm-hmm. And so as she's there, guess who appears? Ahmed is actually there. And he's with some girl with a ponytail. That's what I caught. And now I'm thinking to myself, who is this? Like, what
who is this lady? On? Who is she? Why does she not want to see two black flash? People?
Just flashing like Zendaya and Dune One. Like, she don't really speak.
Zendaya in Dune 1 was so annoying. But, huh, you still haven't seen Dune 2, right? I'm telling you, Dune 2, like,
What do you mean? I saw it with you.
Oh, right.
You went with your brother. I was upset.
No, I didn't go with my brother.
You went with somebody who wasn't me. It doesn't matter. The person who it was, it doesn't matter. You went with somebody who wasn't me. You watched it. And I said, oh, that's nice to do. I'm glad. You watched Dune 2. And then say, Hana, we'll watch it again. So then I went with you and we watched it together. And I thought it was really good because now we got to see Zendaya. Zendaya has a voice. I was shocked.
Listen, I'm not backing Paul Atreides, but I'm interested to see what Paul Atreides will do with this newfound power. But I'm more interested to see what Zendaya and them do to take them down.
Yeah.
And if he was going to do anything but be a wife.
Definitely one of the best movies I've watched this year. Maybe
the maybe best. It is
the best one because I haven't gone to the cinema that much. You guys are not making films.
You're not this one, play that much. Not pay $15 the to last go time watch
I,
it.
I feel like the last time I felt excited about a movie was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All at Once, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like 2 Oscars ago.
He's getting a new movie. I do want to go see that.
I'm going to see it too. Oh God, I'm so happy for him. Oh, I love him. I cried when he got his Oscar. You guys don't know. No. Obsessed.
We're talking about Ki Hu Kwan. Yes. I believe I say his name from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
His speech was just y'all.
Immigrant, huh?
I hate Hollywood. I really hate Hollywood. Like y'all just you're messing around. Anyway, whoever India Davis is and whoever this woman with a ponytail is, we don't like you. So, yeah. No, in the days, I guess we like you. So she sees this girl with a ponytail and she's like, what the hell is going on here? But then as she's leaving, he actually stops her and just like, hey, like, wow, you're here. And there was a woman behind him and she's like, oh, definitely his wife, like speculating like that. That's definitely his girl. Already. But then he opened the door for her and let her get into the car and everything. And I said, what is going on here? Like, are you playing two girls at the same time?
He's just a gentleman. Like, he's just a gentleman.
Girl, let me tell you, in this day and age, when men behave that way, you just know they want something from you.
Okay, well, you can have it, Akram. Like, you fine. Take it. It's yours.
Me God, I'm so threatened right now.
Why are you threatened? It's yours. Like, hurry up about it. We're halfway through the book.
Ooh.
Get through it. Or into it.
This is a family program. We don't
talk it's about not. In chapter one. Chapter one. This book was anything but a family program.
And then our side comments make it kind of worse because
Miss Danielle said, I want you to know this is rated MAR. Okay.
Yeah, she's sort of strong.
I can't wait till these two.
Oh, you know what? I think we spoke about this last time, but Danielle Allen, the way you write your spicy scenes, we're into it. Okay. I'm focused. Yeah. I'm reading every single word. I'm not skipping into the next word. It's every single word.
It's very relatable. I'll say that. Like there's something about that seems very relatable. it's, I don't know if that's a weird comment to say, but yeah,
it is. And this is why I was saying, like, before that chapter, so after the India Davis concert, and then she sees him that night, she does her own little DJ session, you know what I mean, she likes yeah. the performance, and the way that it was described, I said, been there, done that last week. So so I was like, yeah, shit, me and Aaliyah, we have the same type of and we always have a focal point too.
Love me a focal point.
For her, it's Ahmed. For me, it's somebody else. And it all works. It works out well.
I'm not even going to tell you who mine is.
I mean, who was yours? Adela?
I said, I just told you I'm not going to tell you who mine is.
Tell me. You're with friends.
No, I'm not.
It's a safe space.
It's not a safe space. This is a dangerous corner.
Okay. I'm going to call you later, though. All right. So we move on to the next chapter. You guys can guess. And she's back home with her fam. And
this is great. Every time she sees her family, just know that Odelia loses like 30 days off her lifespan.
It's like you want to come home and then that uncle is there. It's why is you here, ho?
Always talking about that boat that he's gonna sell, always talking about how she doesn't have anybody by 30, always talking about like everybody's bringing up this random kid Marcus, like, what do you want me to do? And now she still has to make up this boyfriend that she has to bring to her own party because she's been telling lies. Like, her family seems somewhat supportive, though. I'll give them that. But, like, yeah. Uncle Al needs to learn to shut up. Close your lips. It's not every day they need to be flapping, you know?
It's too much from him. I think that night, after having that conversation with her family, she was more determined to be like, no, I have to find somebody because this is getting ridiculous.
And I hear it. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of us, outside of our own pressures for ourselves and our own wants and needs, like romantically, I feel like a lot of us come from homes where, even if they mean in the kindest way, because I don't even think like Danielle's parent, or that's the author, Aaliyah's parents mean it in like a cruel kind of way, but everybody's always like, you know, where are the babies? Where's the man? Like, where, like, you know, what this step in your life? Like, where is it? Like, where's this person? You don't bring anybody to the family function. Like, and you're just like, if I had them, I'd bring them.
Exactly.
But as my girl Aaliyah says earlier, she's like, the dating pool is, there's more than pee pee in here. There's caca.
There's for those who don't know, okay, thank you for translating for people who don't use that to describe the excretions.
Literally. Right. And it's hard out here. And it only gets, I think we said this, it gets harder with every new ism that and phobia you add onto your life. Like, real talks, but, you know, so this pressure. Mm-hmm. And everybody just acts like, it's so interesting because she even talks about her sister with Anaya. She went from like, I'm not dating, like I've had it. And the next day she met her man to like, and everything just kind of fell in place. But for some people, and I think for a lot of us, you know, we can talk about what the changes to that may have been, you know, social media, the internet, more individualism, whatever, whatever. But it's not that, you know, it's a lot of pee pee poo poo.
Yeah, the pool is ridiculous. And I'm going to say confidently that it's the man's fault. They're the ones that are horrible. And that's why we talk about birth rates. I mean, like, besides like the economy or whatever, like, I don't think it's predominantly their fault, but they're part of the reason why the birth rates are low. The reason why there's so many women saying, I can't, like, honestly, I'd rather be single or raise a child, be a single parent than be near a man. And every day on TikTok, maybe it's my algorithm, I see husbands, boyfriends, partners do the strangest things to each other. That I'm just like, it doesn't even matter, man. Like, whether I'm married, I'm suffering. Whether I'm partnered up, I'm suffering. These men can change. Like, I don't know. The pool is bad.
I can do bad all by myself.
Okay, Tyler Perry.
No, like, he ate with that title. Because really and truly, why would I be with somebody else to suffer? Like, hello, if I'm going to suffer by myself, at least it's just me. Why would I now imagine coming to your home and it's a terrorist location? Like, because there's somebody in there. planting bombs. That is what it sounds like some of you are married to. Literal terrorists. Yeah. Like, I saw a video on TikTok where this man said, oh, prank, prank.
He actually poured water on his girl.
Yes. And I was like, she strained her hair. She put on her makeup. And you know what's crazy? I know you don't do romantic things like that. So she probably felt really excited that her man was finally taking the initiative. And what do?
You say just you record it, and then you make a mockery of her for everyone else, for men like you to laugh at. Well, the rest of us are just like, this is so bothersome to the degree. I'm just like, and you know, now because of how the economy is and how violent men are getting, I always think to myself, if a man's lying to you, he's going to kill you eventually. If he's doing a prank on you like that, next time he's going to put a gun to your head. Like,
yeah, I think it's never a joke.
It's not a joke. No. Because for you to sit at night and be conniving and come up with a master plan to prank your girl, record everything, get the angles right, you know what I mean? Make sure she's standing right here so I can do the whole thing. You are sick in the head. And that's how I know next time she might not even make it, because this man has done something crazy. Maybe next time it will not be water. Maybe next time it will be hot oil or milk. Mm. I'm just saying, like, sorry to get really dark, but that
type of stuff
scares me. It does.
Back to the mother, Candy Ryan, she said more men should read romantic novels because
this
is literally a guidebook for how you should act. And I know I just said hurry up, Achmed, but like, even as a gentleman, like, he's just nice as a person. Be him.
Yeah.
Be him. Stop, you know, maybe some of you wouldn't, but no, you said worship your Lord and Savior, Elon Musk. And then you wonder why you don't get no girls. You're scaring the hoes.
Like, it's true. And you don't know, like, learn something. Because when I'm reading these books, and I know people give romance novels such a bad rep because, oh, it's too.
I blame book talk.
This, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't lie to you. Some of the stuff you guys are reading
is like, very weird.
Like, Cal from Euphoria, when he found him, he said, the stuff I found on your computer. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff you guys are reading needs to be banned.
We don't read that here. We don't, okay? We need to have some content, actual plot happening, okay? It's not bang, bang, bang every day. Like, seriously. But, like, people need to stop reading self-help books because, genuinely speaking, take that money that you spend on your self-help book and go get a therapist, someone who can customize a problem for you instead of you grouping yourself with hundreds of, you know, examples that they had and now they think it's going to work on you. Like, these books actually tell you so much about life. They're relationship issues. They're life issues. They're problems that you should honestly be aware of. And every book, some of the men are described horribly, but the main characters are always described in a way that I feel like some of y'all should just emulate. Like, they're always, we're not tearing down Achmed at all. He has his flaws, but for the most part, he's desirable.
Which most of you aren't.
But you can be. You get a medium shirt and own a bar called Onyx.
You say medium shirt?
Yeah, that's what they call it. They make fun of his shirt.
Yeah, being they say that I'm from Gymboree. Yeah. Oh, Ash, my gosh.
That was funny.
Hilarious.
Anyway.
But yeah, girl. But where were we? Oh, yeah. Her family's vexing her. So basically, she left there and she's like, I need a nigga today. She's like, I needed him yesterday, but I need him today. Right. And she ramps it up. She's telling her friend, like, I'm just going to keep putting myself out there. And both her friends are like, but this Achmed guy, like, you keep, like, he's just your friend, girl. Like, and she's like, no, he's just, they're like, are you sure, girl? Like, Nina's even like, the way you guys interacted at the concert, that's not your friend. That is not your friend.
Yeah, that's not your wingman. That is your man.
That is your man. Mm. Sorry, y'all. I'm not here right now. Let me come back.
Anywho.
That is not your friend. And so, but she's like, no, guys. And I was like, hurry up. Hurry up and be truthful to yourself. Because I know, Anna knows, Nina knows, Jazz knows, Leon and Darius, Asia knows.
We all know, girl. We all know. Yeah. So then they do their Monday date. It's a little So she walks into Onyx. He's there. And they get to talking. He tells her that he actually lives in the same building that she does, which is crazy. He spoke a little about the accident that happened, because why he doesn't drive. And so he describes it a little bit more. He doesn't go into details, but it seems like it was a pretty traumatic, bad accident. Mm-hmm. They go back and forth about talking about worst advice someone's ever given you, best advice someone's ever given you, which I thought was cute.
It was kind of basic advice, but okay.
Yeah, it was. And he said, like, okay, this is basic, but like, my father has told me you have to keep going. I said, wow.
So we're no, but sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
Keep holding. But
then he said, on.
You know, I make it through. I make it through. Sorry, y'all. You know,
singer in the building.
No, guys, please. No, I'm just a Canadian who loves Avril Lavigne. Please.
I think one of the things that he said that I only remember from this is that worst thing, like something he doesn't like about himself. He said he doesn't like the fact that he acts too cool.
Yes, and I thought that was like a lot of men need to be.
More yeah, like, he's like, I hate it. I think I come across as too cool. I don't want to react. And he talks about not getting a promotion at work, and he was pissed off about it. So he went to the gym instead of like actually like saying something.
I just realized he's doing that right now with her.
I was waiting for you to join me. Welcome.
Wow, Hannah, this is a revelation. Yeah,
that's why I wrote it down, because I'm just like, I think this is like he's trying to say something, but oh god, the complication in romance novels are so, you guys, they're so
she's irritating me. Yeah, she's doing a lot right now. Yeah. Okay, this man likes you.
It's so obvious. And, you know, honestly, at this point, she should have asked a long time ago, are you married? Because I see this band sometimes, like, I'm confused.
Yeah, why don't these characters ever have a sense of curiosity?
And that's why, like, that's why I have to say, like, sometimes this stuff is a drag, y'all. Like, we can solve these problems in 2 seconds. Ask the question, he'll respond. And now you're like, oh, my God. So I have free reign to just love upon you? Damn, let me get my tits out. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, we're in a bar.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Where are we?
Oh, we also find out they live in the same building, and I was like,
I said that, love. I said that already. I did say that. I did. I said it earlier. Oh me lord, it must have. Sorry, but I did say that. I did. We'll play this back.
Oh dang.
It's all right. It's sometimes it's nice to emphasize and stress points. You know what I mean? So that's what Dill is stressing for us.
Well,
y'all.
Like my homegirl said.
Yes.
I'm just reiterating what my homegirl said. What'd your homegirl say?
Exactly. Yeah. Your homegirl is quiet. Uh-huh. And then, oh God, he gets her a gift, a very sweet gift. It's like earbuds or some sort.
Yes.
And it has like a QR code that if she scans it, it goes to a playlist that he made for her. Yep.
Can now, we talk about this? Because as the last generation who saw people give mixtapes, make CDs, like, y'all, can you guys please, like, I've never had anybody make me a playlist. If somebody made me a playlist, I'd marry them on the
made
spot.
Made you a playlist?
Oh, I mean,
on me. Oh, I see.
No, Hannah's made me a
playlist. Oh, I see.
No, Hannah, I mean, like,
No, she means man. She means man, okay? Because I don't have anything dangling between me thighs. Is that why?
Hannah?
No?
No, Hannah's made me many a playlist. We have playlists together. I love making playlists with Hannah. You're I love what she said to music. Hannah!
I'm here.
Don't do this. Why don't we do domestics right now? Can we choose this off?
Why are you fighting a peace treats, man?
Listen. All I'm saying is I would love if a man did it for me. Like, I think that's just so, like, songs that make me think of you.
You know what? This reminds me of, there's so many books we've read on this podcast, you guys, but there is Love in Color, Balu Babalola, a particular short story where I think he makes a playlist for her. And then at the end, when they get together, they kind of like combine their playlists. It's just so cute. And then
it wasn't Love and Color.
Then there's one in Love and Color.
It's Honey and Spice. I swear it's Honey and Spice.
I thought it was Love and Color.
What short story then?
It's the one where they have a wall. They're in school. and like he's having an argument with his father constantly. The walls
are right. I love that one.
You're so stupid, man. No, it is really good. I think maybe in Honey and Spice, he probably made her a playlist. Then I remember, of course, how could I forget?
Love Radio.
And that one was so cute because he was making her like different ones.
Multiple ones.
By the way, shout out to Evan and Adele. She has a new book coming out next year. Another YA.
Yes. So you guys already know
why I love YAs at this point.
Literally. So really? You guys already know. Like, if you're going to ask, oh, Odelia, Hannah, what are you reading next year? Whatever Miss Candy Ryan puts out, whatever Miss Ebony Liddell puts out, I think Jeannie Garo's coming. I think Bolu's supposed to put out a sequel to Honey and Spice soon. So that's already four books. So we already told you. Okay.
And I have a feeling that this is a part one. I think Nia's gonna have a story. Just because, you know, sometimes on Goodreads it has like numbers listed to them. Yeah, I'm gonna confirm right now. I hope my Goodreads. But anyway, Odile wants playlist, Hana wants playlist, get into it. And I would love if someone could
again, men, these are like the ideas are free. I think someone on Twitter once said, like, there's no excuse for you to not do romantic things for your partner because people are literally like, do you see that one man who made a book of all the photographs he's taken of his girl? Like,
yes.
That was so cute. But he is a photographer and the pictures he took beautiful. Then you saw some men in the comments like, please make me one for my girl. No, the what whole idea mean? Is that he's a photographer and this is the light in which he sees his girl. Does your girl even like pictures? Do you know if she likes pictures?
Exactly. No. How about, you know, I like to write poetry. I like to read poetry. If I was a man and I really liked a girl's feeling her, if I was feeling her, I would write her something. 100%. I'd be like, when I think about the sky, I think about you. When I think about, you know, something, I think about you always. That, because that's how you show your love. Show your love to me. Or whatever Snow Allegra said. Show your love.
I thought you were saying Yeba for a second. I was like,
it's Yeba.
It is Yeba. It's Yeba's heartbreak.
I love
show
Yeba.
Show my love for you.
Yeah.
I have an issue with her.
I do listen to Yeba and I go through her albums and she talks about her mom. So sometimes I get very nervous. I say, is she referring to?
I still think she is because she says the song is called Yeba's Heartbreak.
Yeah. Because she's
not Yeba's love.
Constantly. So don't play your wedding, y'all. I think there's. Don't walk down the aisle to even like last by Burna Boy. Like, be serious.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. But yeah, no, like there's just so many things, like, you know, literally. Anyways,
maybe we should make a TikTok about what people do in the what some of these guys have done in the books, and like show you guys how to impress your girl, how to impress your partner. Do this, do that.
That's actually not a bad idea. We will discuss this further off the pod.
You see, I have big ideas. You see this forehead? East African. But don't be fooled. This is a cranium full of thoughts. Anyway.
Okay.
Odelia.
Where were we? We just yappa. Okay, we're so sorry.
We got to the playlist and then we move to the next chapter and she's on the thing.
She's like, she looks like Jimmy Jr. in the cafeteria with his
Or that guy, that cartoon meme of the guy looking, the boy looking out the window of the school bus with the earphones and he's smiling at the mountain. Yeah. Anyway, so as usual, my girl's dating. So she's back at Onyx again and she's dating Silas,
I think if you're African, Silas.
To be honest, this one took the cake for me. Out of all of you, this is one I hated. I think I hated this one more. Yeah.
Yeah, because he just basically went up and was like, bro, I seen that belly. I seen that thickness. I know you cook. I know you clean. He basically described her like it was giving bomb. He was like, I just know you're going to love me in a way that's so desperate that like I will just feel so at home here. Then turn around and call her a fat bitch.
After, it's always like after it. You reject them, you see? Yeah, I hated him more than any other one of them because I hate the fact, I just hated him. It was awful.
Yeah, it was insolent. It was, he was fetishizing her.
Yeah.
He really made her so uncomfortable. Again, I lost another 10 days of my lifespan. That conversation.
Dude, now how old are you? -1 your life expectancy.
No, at this point, I've got about like 99 years and like 277 days. So thank you, Danielle Allen, for that.
yeah, he was horrible.
But our knight in shining armor came through, often came with, you see how his whole stature.
Just the girls say aura, like, girl. The girls say aura.
His aura. Yeah. I was like, all right, kick him out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to eat this up.
I know you. I did.
And this is when Aaliyah starts to annoy me. Because then, like, I think he's like, you'll tell me about this later. No. They talk about what happened, and she's like, I just got to go home. Like, I got chicken at home. And he's like, I'll make you a chicken. I can make a better chicken. Because they're so banterful. That's why I know he could be my man. Because
I like banter. I like banter men, too.
Yeah. Love like, bully me a little. Like, in a nice way. Not in, like, bully me in, like, a playful way. Like, how I would bully Hannah, you know? But, like...
Now, why am I in it? What?
But literally.
Anyway, so this is where Aaliyah pissed Odelia, because as she's leaving Onyx, Asia, who is Ahmed's brother, and they work together at this bar. I didn't know until, like, when I was reading my notes. I think I missed it in the book. I think I was going too fast. That's what he said. Anyway.
Girl. Okay. So anyway. So then
anyway. So Asia chases after her because they're going to the cars are in the same parking lot, and she's just like, you know, like, you and my brother are kind of cute together, and she's just like, pardon, girl, are you encouraging me to cheat? Well, to be the other woman. A mistress. And Asia is kind of like, what's going on here? Like, and then Aaliyah's just like, well, your brother's married, like, please respect me. And she's just like, no, he's not. Who told you that he's married? And she's just like, oh, a scandalo, what do you mean? And then moves into the next
Meanwhile, it's like, oh, thank God he's not married. Let's get to it. Everybody take your drawers off. But then she was like, he lied to me. He can't. And I was like, huh?
Yeah, like, huh? She was pacing back and forth in her apartment, like, you know, doing the most, saying, should I go? Because I know he's in the same building as me. Should I go and confront him and tell him that he lied to me? I've been truthful to him, and he's been lying to me all this time. Girl, shut up.
Even Nina was like, you're talking here. It doesn't make no sense. He didn't lie to you, perhaps misled you, but there's obviously a reason why he didn't tell you. So maybe you should go find out.
Exactly. So, in fact, I'm not gonna lie to you, that same night as I'm walking to my car, Asia saying this man is not married, I said, oh, thanks for that information. I'm going back into the bar and I'm gonna be like, hey, this whole time I thought you were married, what's wagwan? And he'll tell me right there and then, because I don't think that he was gonna hide it from you at all. That's not the impression that he gave. But you know, sometimes we're not very smart, are we? Yeah. And so she confronts him by lying to, like her property manager, like, oh, I left this, what did she say? I even forgot.
She said, somebody sent the package to my unit instead of his. And then, she's like, of course, you guys live on the same, like, you live 303, he lives 503.
Oh, and look at you, numbers.
So then, don't stop.
Look at you, my mathematician.
Oh,
gave her the Nobel Prize for mathematizing.
So then she goes up there and he's like, how the heck did you even find out where I live? This would have been a turnoff for me. I'd be like, you're a criminal. And I have to move now. But, you know, but once again, the difference between flirting and harassment
is that Ahmed, look at him, y'all.
Literally.
If it's meant, I mean, you know, I've been dying to have someone just walk into my door just like this and say, "Hana, I'm finally here. It took me a while, but let's get together." I'm like, "Oh, thank God. I've been waiting."
Literally. So then she basically goes in there. She returns an umbrella he had given her at one moment. And she started, he's like, "You're not married." He's like, "No, I'm not married." And she's like, "So you lied to me. Ra-ta-ta." He's like, "Lied when? We never even had this conversation." Right. Like, "I didn't tell you the truth." But the reason she's like, "I wear this band." And the thing is, from the very first moment we met him and he said that married, I knew immediately he was wearing the band because girls would come into the bar and ask him bare questions.
Yeah.
So then I don't understand why did I pick that up and you, why didn't you pick it up?
Oh, Delia. She's just, maybe she just, you know, sometimes we like that. But you're right, because I picked it up immediately.
I also picked up. So
when he started flirting with her a little bit more, I said, "Oh, this man's something really went wrong." Yeah. Anyway, so he's just like he's trying to calm her down because she's, you know, she's pacing again, and he's just like, "Can you sit down? Like, can I get you something? Like, we can talk about this." She's like, "No, I gotta go."
And he got her gift. He got her a signed shirt from India Davis.
Yeah, he did. And she was like, "Well, I'm angry, but I love you too. So what can we do now? What now?"
Then she tries to return the shirt because she's like, "No, I can't. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You lied." He's like, and the chapter literally ends with, and this is where we're ending for today, guys, is she says, "My fiance is dead." And I was like, "Well, I knew this. It had to be the car accident." Like, I put it out.
We kind of called it. Nah, predictable.
Literally. But the thing is, like, why did my girl Aaliyah not put two and two together? That's what's upsetting me.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't know, like, dar.
I just don't like how she didn't give him any room to explain himself. Like,
and that was upsetting me and my homegirl because he was out there like Cordell in Love Island.
You don't, damn, like, you didn't let me talk.
Oh, shout out to Serena and Cordell. Love ya.
They're so cute. Every day he's like, "My Rainy." Really?
You see that TikTok of him being like he's down bad in Dubai or I don't know, he was somewhere for like maybe a brand trip or filming, and he's like, if I spend like one more day without Ree, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I said, what?
No.
You know what's so cute is that when they said that they actually had not spent more than like 3 days apart, even though he's in Texas and she's in LA. You guys, not to love see this again, but like, if he wanted to, kind of would.
Okay, he does. They both have the funds to be doing that. They just want to show so they can spend.
Well, they have the funds now, but yeah, but still, like, some people have the funds and they still don't do that shit.
Listen.
So I'm happy that they were like, wow, that means you're seeing your man like three times a week.
More than.
And I can't even see my man, and I'm the same zip code as him, the same postal code, the same area code.
He's being shady. I wanted like to know.
Your mates.
Noticing. All right. Noticing.
Observing. Taking notes.
Thinking.
Jotting down.
Researching. Hypothesizing,
theorizing, AIing, because let me say, ChatGPT they're gonna explain this one to me. Makes no sense.
Literally.
Anywho, that's how this second part of the chapters end. Adil and I are so, you guys, it's late, okay? And when it gets late like this, Adil and I don't have sense. We're going back and forth, sorry, we may be incoherent. It's not our fault. It's a fact that we are working girls, but also love to read.
Yeah, it's not our fault, actually. It's our 9-to-5s.
Yeah.
Because I want to sit here and just cheer chatter about books all day, but no, they said I have to earn a living. Ew. It's just not it. So yeah. It takes up a lot of my energy. But which leads to this delirious rambles we have. But yeah. Anyways, but so far so good. And I immediately flipped. I'm like, okay, tell me more, Ahmed. So let's talk about it just a little bit, because I only read the first page.
It seems that,
not a spoiler for you guys, but let's see.
I read the first two pages, but yeah.
He wore the ring every day for 3 years.
He wore the ring every day for 3 years, and because of the accident, he thinks it's his fault. Because was he a drunk driver? It was a drunk driver that knocked them. Because he actually, in the middle of the night, drove to the party that his wife or his aunt, his fiance was at, and they were fighting in the car.
Oh, and
And he's just like, we were fighting, and then the car got hit, T-boned actually. And the only thing he remembers is that argument, and then waking up and them telling him like, hey, like, your girl is gone. She died at impact, which is
He blames himself.
So he blames himself the whole
time.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. And stop drinking and driving, you guys. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
really, truly.
And you know what's crazy? Because they did talk about it a little bit in that first page, is that the drunk driver, not even a scratch.
It's always like that. It's always like that. It's the people that they hurt. The worst that will happen with them is maybe they'll live with the blame if they care. But it's always like that. Always. It's so tragic.
Very upsetting.
It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it. Call an Uber. Call a friend. Like, genuinely. If the taxi is $100, it's $100. That or you kill somebody on the road.
Stay home and drink. Sleep where you are.
That's why I think drunk driving, I don't know what the
actual manslaughter.
So in Canada, they will put you in jail.
Well, yes.
Yes. Even if it's you're right. They'll put you in jail.
Yeah.
And I hope you never drive again. You know what I mean? It's for life. I never. So Karen Huger from Potomac. Yeah, you too, girl.
Oh, no, not Karen. Not the dog.
This is why, y'all, we have to be serious. Because she was drinking and driving.
No, that's not her first time.
Which is crazy. You're never going to drive again.
She'll get her. They say she has a little security guard who she'd be bumping out. She'll drive.
Blue eyes. We are so dead in the head. Like, for anyone who watches Real Housewives of Potomac, the latest season, like, yeah, one of our favorites.
La Dame, the Grand Dame,
the Grand Dame of Potomac. Love her.
The only reason I'm still watching this wrecked franchise, but Let us know. What are your favorite Housewives franchise? Because I know you read things like this. You love yourself some Bravo TV. Are you a Below Deck girly? A Vanderpump Rules? Let us know in the comments. You can also let us know what you think of the book so far. Tell us to stop rambling if it's too much. Let us know on the YouTube comments. You can let us know on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at RomanticallyLit, or on our email at romanticallylit@gmail.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe, follow, and also give us suggestions. We'll always let us know what you're reading should be read on this podcast. Of course, our only rule is it has to be Black love. Okay?
Black. But yeah. Black and black. Okay? When I see the front cover, I see two Negroes. Okay. And, and as they're talking about Negro talks. Okay. Yeah.
But that's it. And we'll see you next week. Bye.